But in this life, he neither believed nor offered salat, but on the contrary, he denied the truth and turned away. Then he went to his family, elated with pride. Woe to you, O man, woe to you. Again, woe to you, O man, woe to you. Does man think that he will be left to wander around without any purpose? Was he not once a drop of emitted semen? Then he became a leech-like mass. Then Allah created him and fashioned him in due proportion, and made him either of the two sexes, male and female. Has he not then the power to bring the dead to life?